The right to survive. The right to survive. People are different all over the world. We have different cultures and languages. We have different needs and wants, and we all face different kinds of challenges. Yet there are some things that are the same for all people. The most basic of these is the right to survive. All people have the right to enough food to eat and water to drink, and to have shelter. In many nations of the world, people also have the right to an education and health care. These rights, however, do not come as easily for some as they do for others. Some people have to live in extremely difficult conditions and dangerous situations. For these people, simply surviving each day can be a struggle. Every family has the right to live in a home. Water. A survival basic. Every person has the right to clean water. Water is precious and essential for all life on Earth. Without water, nothing can survive for long. In fact, there would be no life on Earth at all. The natural world provides this precious resource. Many people are used to having an abundant water supply available whenever they need it. Households can use liters of water a day without anyone giving it a thought. However, if we are among those who can simply turn on the tap and have fresh, clean water stream out, we are very lucky. Not everyone in the world is able to get water so easily. Some people have to leave their houses to collect it. There may only be one bucket of water for many people, and this water has to last a whole day or even longer. Getting water. Collecting water. In some parts of India, people go to the same place to get their water. They collect it in big pots that they carry on their heads, and in smaller pots that they carry in their hands. A big pot of water is heavy. It can weigh 10 kilograms. Imagine having to carry this weight every day just to survive. In some parts of Africa, women and children collect water for the family. They may have to walk in the hot sun for hours every day to get water from a river. The water they collect is often the color of mud and doesn't taste very good. It can contain germs, and people can die from drinking it. Many people around the world walk, sometimes incredible distances, to collect water. There are some people who walk many thousands of kilometers a year just to get enough water for survival. Heavy water pots. Collecting water in India. Lack of water. A problem for survival. A lack of water is the most serious problem that people face for survival. A lot of rainwater does fall every day on Earth, which should be enough for everyone. The problem is, however, that it doesn't fall evenly on Earth. It falls more in some places than others. Deserts have little or sometimes no rainfall, while there are other places that sometimes get too much. In fact, some parts of the world often flood, and floods can destroy homes and make the water supply unclean. Dirty water means diseases can spread easily. Because we can't increase the amount of fresh water in the world, our challenge is to change the way we use it. On a big scale, we can work to keep the water sources clean, and make sure that they are not polluted by factory waste or even normal rubbish. On a smaller scale, we can try to avoid wasting water in our everyday lives. The water in this well is dirty, but it is the only water these people have. In some parts of the world, there is so much water that flooding occurs. Food. Our fuel. Every person has the right to healthy food. Food is the fuel that our bodies need for survival. Just as a car needs fuel to run, so do our bodies. If we don't keep them full of fuel, they will run out of energy and won't be able to function. In some parts of the world, people eat too much, and overeating can cause serious health problems. In other parts of the world, people are struggling just to get enough food to survive. The shortage of food in some places can be caused by droughts, floods, and even rainforest destruction. Sometimes food shortages are caused by war. A war can force people away from their homes and off their land, which means they can't plant food crops. We need food to survive, but too much can make us unhealthy. Hungry children waiting in a food line. Getting food. There are many people in the world who can easily get enough to eat. However, some people in the world are prisoners of poverty. They are too poor to buy enough food, and they spend all their time and energy just trying to get enough to survive. Sometimes there is a natural or man-made disaster that causes a hunger crisis. When there is a hunger crisis somewhere in the world, teams of people often try to help. They drop high-energy food packs from planes or helicopters. These packages give people energy and strength while they wait for more food to arrive. The hunger crisis teams decide how much food is needed and the easiest way to deliver it. Sometimes workers even use mules, yaks, and elephants to deliver food in a hunger crisis. Collecting a food package. Hungry and homeless. A safe shelter. Every person has the right to shelter. They have the right to live in a place where they can be safe, secure, and healthy. A safe home should protect the people who live in it from the elements. It needs to be built of safe and durable materials. It needs to have enough room for everyone living there, and have a system for getting rid of waste matter and rubbish. Some people, though, are not fortunate enough to live in homes that are safe and secure. They have no choice but to live in structures that do not protect them from the weather, or homes that are moldy, or have insects that cause diseases. Even worse, there are many people in the world who have no homes at all. Durable? Enough space? Secure? Is this a safe shelter? Living without a safe shelter. There can be many different reasons why people have no home to live in. When there is little or no work, people may leave the countryside and move to cities. This makes the cities crowded and expensive. It either costs too much to buy or rent a home, or what people can afford is unfit to live in. Millions of people have lost their homes through natural disasters, such as droughts, floods, volcanoes, and storms. After a disaster, there might not be enough money to rebuild their houses, or the area might be in ruins. Some people are forced from their homes because of war. They can become refugees, trying to get to safety in a new country. Millions of people throughout the world have no choice but to try to survive without a home. No place to sleep. Refugees moving on. Healthcare for everyone. Many nations are working to make sure that their citizens have access to good medical care. Yet throughout the world, there are millions of people who, for various reasons, are not able to get this care. In many countries, getting medical help can be very difficult. If there is a hospital at all, it could be hours away from where they live. There may be no transport, and if there is, the road might be just a rough dirt path. The hospital may not have much medical equipment, and what it does have could be old or damaged. Sometimes there could be only one doctor trying to treat many people. Not only do many doctors have to work with old or damaged equipment, but the right medicines might not even be available to give to patients. Not all babies are lucky enough to receive good health care. Red Cross workers visit a village. Surviving a deadly disease. In some places, there are fast-spreading diseases that kill many people. Often, this is because these places do not have good health care available. Malaria is one of these deadly diseases, and each year it kills more than 1 million people. It is an ancient disease spread by mosquitoes. Malaria can be prevented, however, even in countries where it is most common. Pesticides can kill the mosquitoes, and sleeping under nets can prevent people from being bitten. Malaria can also be prevented and treated with drugs, but many countries can't afford these, or can't get them to the people who need them most. This means that some people have to live with the fear that one day they or their family members might fall victim to a deadly disease just because of where they live. This tiny parasite causes malaria. A child sick with malaria. School for all. A good education can help people survive. However, in many places in the world, millions of children cannot attend school. If people are not able to get an education, life can be very difficult for them. For instance, without an education, it can be difficult to escape poverty. For some families, educating children is too expensive to manage. They need all their money for food. There are some children who don't go to school because they are needed to help at home, or are sent out to work in factories to earn money. There are countries in the world that forbid educating girls. If a country is at war, schools suffer terribly, and just staying alive is more important than attending school. In some places, even when children do go to school, the teachers might not have good training, or there may be very few books and other basic school supplies. Children at school. Survival in the future. The world's population is increasing at an incredible rate. This means that in the future, there will be greater challenges and more problems to solve than there are now. One huge challenge will be making sure that all people have what they need to survive. It will mean working hard to keep the planet healthy so that it can keep supporting us. However, we also need to think about the generations that will follow, and that will mean leaving enough for their survival too. Future generations. Will there be enough for their survival? Index. Africa. Crops. Disease. Doctor. Droughts. Education. Flood. Food. Germs. Healthcare. Hunger. India. Malaria. Mosquitoes. Population. Pots. Poverty. Rainfall. Refugees. Rubbish. School. Shelter. War. Water. Waste matter.